All right, so today we're going to focus on this book called Sapiens by Yuval Noah Harari. And this is the guy who's kind of an advisor to the World Economic Forum. And you've probably seen the clips of him saying things like, human beings are hackable animals, things like that. So I went ahead and read his book. He's actually got three books. This is the first one, and I have not yet read the second and third ones, but I will when I can stomach it. So it's called Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind. So this is about transhumanism, and it's also about narratives and how narratives are used to control society. And ironically enough, it starts out, I encourage all of us, whatever our beliefs, to question the basic narratives of our world. Well, we're trying to do that, but they keep censoring us. First thing to happen was matter and energy appeared 13.5 billion years ago, precisely, with no creator. And 6 million years ago, a very significant event happened with the last common grandmother of humans and chimpanzees. That's right, grandma was a chimpanzee. Now, just by coincidence, I actually finished reading this book while I was on a boat off the coast of Monkey Island. That's right. I was visiting my relatives on Monkey Island just last weekend. Someone gave me some free boat tickets, and so we decided to go.
Grandpa!
Yeah?
Uncle George!
But I got some videos of basically a family reunion. You know, I haven't seen my monkey relatives for quite a long time. So, because we've been in lockdown, you know, I wasn't allowed to go visit my monkey relatives on Monkey Island. And they still didn't let us go on land because the monkeys have a very strict vaccination policy. All the monkeys are vaccinated and a lot of them wear masks. But they wouldn't let us go on the land. We had to stay in the boat and throw them bananas. And this guy basically believes that there were six different species of homos, not just Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens is one species of homo, but there were other types of homos. Now that reminds me, this guy is gay, this author, and he's married to a man. And he believes that currently, there's only one species of human called Homo sapiens, but in the future, there will be more than one species of human because we're going to create it. And I think they've already begun. And I would say this guy is a species of Homo himself. So this guy may have already started his own species where men marry other men and reproduce in laboratories. And by the way, this book also comes in a graphic novel type of format, like a comic book. It's basically the same content, and that's the author there, that kind of creepy, demonic-looking guy. And here are the six different species of humans, hominins. The Homo erectus, of course, actually kind of evolved into the Homo erectile dysfunctionus, and they went extinct. And now we just got the homos. An animal of no significance. That's us. There's nothing special about humans. We are insignificant animals, similar to gorillas, fireflies, or jellyfish. Like it or not, we are members of a large and particularly noisy family called the great apes. Our closest living relatives include chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans. In the not-so-distant future, we might again have to contend with non-sapiens humans. Yeah, just the homos and the Homo transrectus. Now, what's really interesting about this book is he goes on to talk about our ability to create fiction. Basically, this guy looks at history through the lens of biology, but what separated Homo sapiens from the other insignificant animals was our ability to create collective myths, which he calls fictions. Homo sapiens can speak about things that don't really exist. He thinks that's one thing that separates humans from other animals, is basically our ability to lie, which is now turned into our ability to deceive others and even control people using trauma-based mind control. You know, that's what it's evolved into, and they think it's okay because that's actually an advantage. That's like humanity's greatest gift, is our ability to deceive the masses with lies to get them to move collectively towards the next stage of evolution. So they think they're doing the right thing, right? I mean, of course they do, right? They think what they're doing is good. They think transhumanism is good, and they need to give us all these lies so that we go along with it. Otherwise, we wouldn't go along with it. Fiction has enabled us not merely to imagine things, but to do so collectively. Yeah. Have you noticed any types of collectivism going on lately, like the last 2 years, around the entire world, based on fiction, right? See, he's describing the COVID narrative, but this is written 10 years ago. Fiction is used to get people to do things together. We can weave common myths such as COVID or 9/11 or the moon landing or evolution, whatever. And of course, his myth is the biblical creation story. According to him, that's a myth. According to the guy who's married to another guy, of course he has to believe the biblical creation story is a myth. So, you know, I guess he doesn't believe the Hebrew Old Testament. He must believe the oral traditions that were kind of secretly passed down orally.
There's this mystical notion that, you know, all of the Jews stood at the base of Mount Sinai when the Ten Commandments were handed down.
Why is that mystical? There weren't that many back then, were there?
No, I was there.
Whoa, you were
like
there?
My soul mystically was there thousands of years ago. Like, wrap your head around that.
So you're reincarnated?
No, it's not like that.
So your soul's always been there, and it's all your soul's
all
always
of our
been Jewish.
Souls were there, yeah.
I did not know that part.
Waiting to receive the Torah.
I didn't know that part.
It's mystical.
Yeah, so what's really interesting, this whole book is basically a myth. It's a transhumanist myth. Evolution is a myth, right? It's an unproven theory. Such myths give sapiens the unprecedented ability to cooperate flexibly in large numbers. Get everyone injected so we can evolve to the next stage of evolution. See, 10 years ago, he's describing how, basically, he's describing how brainwashing works and how it's used as a tool to get people to do things collectively. Yeah, right here. Sapiens can cooperate in extremely flexible ways with countless numbers of strangers all around the world. Let's all wear the mask, and those who don't wear the mask will be ostracized. Let's all get these crazy injections. That's why sapiens rule the world, because of deception. It sounds like something the serpent would say, right? Genesis 3, the father of all lies was Satan. That's why Satan is their god, because lies are a very powerful tool to control the world. If you can lie, and if you have mass media to perpetuate the lies to everyone on earth, you can become a god. We're living in transhumanist Babylon. Cain built cities. And then there was a Nephilim hybrid kingdom before the flood. And then they rebuilt it all in Babylon. They wanted to build a name for themselves. They did not want to worship the name of God. They wanted to be their own gods. Same thing's happening now, right? Large numbers of strangers can cooperate successfully by believing in common myths. For example, wearing a mask, getting injected. If you don't get the injections, you'll be fired. You cannot work together with us unless you believe in this common myth. They understand how to manipulate society by creating common myths. Germ theory. Every aspect of our lives include the health system now. You go to a grocery store, it looks the same as a hospital. Everywhere on earth has become a hospital or a prison. We're like zoo animals. Unlike lying, an imagined reality is something that everyone believes in. And as long as this communal belief persists, the imagined reality exerts force in the world. Yeah, it's true, right? It's true. I mean, that's why it's so hard to leave the house these days, right? Because we encounter people who believe in an imaginary world. They're living in a fantasy land, right? These people outside the door, right? When you go out into the society these days, that's why I didn't leave my house for like 6 months last year. I was working from home because of this collective imagination, this communal belief that everyone believes in except me. And I was the bad guy because I didn't believe in the common myth. Even though I worked at a university where people are supposed to use logic, do the science, and read the research, well, nope, can't do that anymore. We just got to believe the insane stories that they're telling us on TV. 95-year-old people in nursing homes are dying of old age. We got to work from home. Without an inability to compose fiction, otherwise known as propaganda and trauma-based mind control, Neanderthals were unable to cooperate effectively in large numbers. So they died off. Remember, there were 6 types of human species, and the other 5 were not very good at deception, so that's why they died off. Deception is the key to survival. Deceiving the masses is the key to survival. It's a very good thing, according to this Homo. They didn't upgrade their biology to the next level, and that's what we got to do now, is we got to transcend Homo sapiens into becoming just homos. In fact, this guy's next book is called Homo Deus, which basically means a God man. I thought at first maybe it just means two homos, but I think it means Homo God, right? God man. Homo becomes a God. The homo becomes a God. That's why they're pushing the trans agenda, is because all the homos will be gods and the non-homos will just be humans. Oh, there's the man with the small hat. The Catholic alpha male abstains from sexual intercourse with women and prefers young boys, according to the Mithras sun god cult of Rome, and childcare, even though there is no genetic or ecological reason for him to do so. He's basically a eunuch, even if they have all their parts intact. Technically, the word eunuch can refer to a Catholic priest who's abstaining from marriage and intercourse. They're basically a eunuch priest in the tradition of all the other pagan cults that had eunuch and transvestite cultic functionaries. And we know about the Catholic Church, how they just basically incorporated the Christian stories into their paganism and worshipped Mary as a goddess. According to the science of biology, people were not created, they have evolved. Therefore, words like created equal, creator, human rights, liberty, these things are all fictions and they should be removed because people were not created. Americans got the idea of equality from Christianity, which argues that every person has a divinely created soul and that all souls are equal before God. However, if we do not believe in the Christian myths about God, creation, and souls, what does it mean that all people are equal? Just as people were never created, neither, according to the science of biology, is there a creator who endows them with anything. Wow. What's this guy going to say to God? You know what I mean? Like God appears and, hey, I'll tell you guys this. I don't like to talk about this, but God revealed himself to me once about 20 years ago. So I know for a fact that God exists. All right. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's a difficult thing to talk about. But before that, I wasn't quite sure. You know what I mean? I was like Fox Mulder. I wanted to believe, but I wasn't really sure, you know? So I know, I cannot convince you that God is real, but I know that God is real, and you cannot convince me otherwise. Liberty is something that people invented, and that exists only in their imagination. Yeah, that's why, remember that guy in Australia? Now, I think it's good that political leaders are finally starting to quote the Bible. That's a good thing. Unfortunately, they're quoting Revelation chapter 13. We will have a vaccinated economy. If you do not take the mark of the beast, if you do not submit to the state, you cannot buy or sell. So he retranslated the American Declaration of Independence into biological terms, which is their worldview. No human rights, no liberty, no freedom. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men evolved differently. that they are born with certain mutable characteristics, and that among these are life and the pursuit of pleasure. And with the collective myths given to us through a brainwashing tactics in the mass media, we will continue to evolve according to their image, because they are the new gods. They're going to create a new species of human in their image. They've already done it. They've already started doing this. Homo sapiens has no natural rights, just as spiders, hyenas, and chimpanzees have no natural rights. The prison walls. Yeah, sounds familiar. How do you cause people to believe in an imagined order such as COVID, Christianity, democracy, or capitalism? First, you never admit that the order is imagined. For example, COVID. You always insist that the order sustaining society is an objective reality created by the great gods or by the laws of nature or by the state. You also educate people thoroughly. From the moment they are born, you constantly remind them of the principles of the imagined order, which are incorporated into anything and everything. You constantly remind them. You brainwash them from birth, basically, with propaganda. It says right there, propaganda. After the agricultural revolution, human societies grew ever larger and more complex, while the imagined constructs sustaining the social order also became more elaborate, such as COVID. Myths and fictions accustomed people, nearly from the moment of birth, to think in certain ways, to behave in accordance with certain standards, wear the mask, to want certain things, and to observe certain rules. You must get the injections. They thereby created artificial instincts that enabled millions of strangers to cooperate effectively. This network of artificial instincts is called culture, which is also called the new normal, right? They're creating a new culture, a culture of COVID. It's a COVID culture they're creating. All right, now this is the final chapter, which is called The End of Homo Sapiens. So remember, that's the species we are now. And they're creating a new species called Homo. Sapiens are incapable of breaking free of their biologically determined limits. Oh no. Tragic. We have to break free of gender barriers, right? How many times have you heard that in the last 5 years? Homo sapiens is transcending those limits now. We're transcending. We're transforming. It's now beginning to break the laws of natural selection, replacing them with the laws of intelligent design. See, it says right here, basically, human beings will be the intelligent designers. Homo sapiens will create a new species of Homo. That's basically what he's saying. That's the whole point of this book. Homo sapiens must and will create a new species of Homo. That's not even a joke. That's really what he's saying. The Jewish gay guy who's married to a man is saying that Homo sapiens are going to intelligently design a new species of Homo. And his next book is called Homo Deus. Homo Deus, the God-man. There is nothing new about biological engineering. People have been using it for millennia in order to reshape themselves and other organisms. A simple example is castration. That's right, castration. Some people ask me, why do you talk about castration so much? Well, I don't know. Why is this guy talking about castration? Because it's a form of biological engineering. It's a form of transhumanism. Now, I did castrate my cats, all right? I castrated my cats. I think the cat has vaccine damage. But actually, we've never vaccinated this cat. My cats are anti-vaxxers. But we did cut his balls off. And that's just one of those things you gotta do with animals. And now, they are doing it to us because they are turning humans into farm animals. That's what the Great Reset is all about. They are turning human beings into farm animals. Cats can have like 4 different litters of kittens a year. And that could be like dozens of kittens every year. And it's just too many, you know. Humans have been castrating bulls. You mean like a bullock? Never mind the bullock. For perhaps 10,000 years in order to create oxen. Oxen are beasts of burden. Oxen, once they're castrated, they are more compliant and they will do their job without complaining and without hurting people. The ox man is a castrated bull. The ox man, a fruit-bearing fruit tree. Oxen are less aggressive and are thus easier to train to pull plows. Well, it's the same when you castrate a human being. They become good workers. Humans also castrated their own young males to create soprano singers. Voice investigation. How are these rock singers hitting the high notes? I just wonder if it's the age-old biological engineering technique used by the Catholic Church and many others throughout history. The ancient Greeks, the Romans. History is full of castrated singers. They still exist today, all right? Humans also castrated their own young males to create soprano singers, the sopranos, with enchanting voices. Yeah, enchanting voices. That's how they create these famous singers. All right, Whitney Houston is a castrated male who then pretended to be female. Some of them pretend to be female. Others still keep their male identity, and they have really high voices. Now, maybe some of these are just regular guys. I don't know. And eunuchs. Eunuchs have been around for thousands of years, all right? Eunuchs. They talk about eunuchs in the Bible. One of the first people to be told the good news of Jesus Christ was a eunuch. We can today not merely castrate a man, but also change his sex through surgical and hormonal treatments. All right, that's what I've been talking about. This is what I'm talking about, and this guy's talking about it too. This guy was talking about this 10 years ago in his book. This is in a book about transhumanism. He's talking about transgenderism here and castrato singers and eunuchs and trannies. He's talking about trannies, all right? So why do I talk about trannies? This guy's talking about trannies, all right? They want to turn us all into trannies. So right after talking about the tranny, he talks about growing human ears on a mouse, right? Manufacturing artificial ears, which could then be implanted in humans. So it's related, right? The trannies, the eunuchs, the castratos, manufacturing body parts, all right? I do believe, you ever see that movie, The Island? They probably have it already, but they're going to grow people in labs and harvest them for body parts. Exactly. That's what that movie's about. Human rights activists are afraid that genetic engineering or biological engineering might be used to create supermen who will make serfs of the rest of us. Jeremiah's offer apocalyptic visions. Jeremiah, of course, the prophet of the Old Testament, of biodictatorships. Ah, you mean like the thing that Bill Gates is creating with the World Health Organization and the army of soldiers to enforce and prevent pandemics before they happen.
The work would be coordinated by the WHO. They'd be present in many locations around the world, stationed in public health agencies. They'd work closely with the national teams.
Gee, what could go wrong there? That will clone fearless soldiers and obedient workers. Yeah, it's the transpocalypse, all right? That's what he's talking about. We're at present using only a fraction of the potential of genetic engineering. Ah, it's such a shame we can't just completely destroy humanity like they did in Genesis 6.
What's a Nephilim?
I don't know. What's a Nephilim?
It's in Genesis.
Okay.
It's in Genesis. The Nephilim are the sons of God who mate with the sons of men, the daughters of men, and from which the heroes were born. That's what it says in Genesis.
Geneticists claim to have isolated the genes responsible for vole monogamy. Vole is some kind of rodent. So they've isolated the genes responsible for monogamy. Are we far off from being able to genetically engineer not only the individual abilities of rodents and humans, but also their social structures? Can we genetically modify humans to become trannies and homos? That's what he's saying right here. The social structure right there. They're socializing children to become trannies and homos. And they're injecting them with stuff. The possibility of prolonging human life indefinitely, conquering incurable diseases, and upgrading our cognitive and emotional abilities. Emotional. They want to change our emotions, and they want to change us into a new species. And the WHO germ squad, the COVID police, the medical police, is being created right now to control the entire world. We might fiddle with Homo sapiens to such an extent that we would no longer be Homo sapiens. We'll just be a bunch of homos. Cyborg engineering. Ah, there is another new technology which could change the laws of life. Cyborg engineering. I think this guy might be a cyborg. He's an androgynous cyborg. We stand poised on the brink of becoming true cyborgs. That's why we got to have sex with cyborgs, because that's part of defining a species as who do they have sex with and do they create offspring who are fertile and create more of the same species. So we're creating a new species of cyborgs, and we got to have sex with cyborgs, of having inorganic features that are inseparable from our bodies. So we got to have sex with inorganic matter, features that modify our abilities, desires, personalities, and identities. We got to change our identity, our personality, our psyche. Psyche in Greek means soul. All right, they want to change our soul. Soul in Greek is psyche, where we get the word psyche. Psyche is a soul. Bionic arms have the advantage that they can be replaced every few years. Replacement body parts, detachable penis, all right? Yeah, it's all coming together, right? This video summarizes everything I've ever talked about. Such a cyborg would no longer be human or even organic. It would be something completely different. It would be so fundamentally another kind of being that we cannot even grasp the philosophical, psychological, or political implications. Back up your brain to a portable hard drive and then run it on your laptop. Well, actually, no thanks, buddy. My brain's doing just fine in my head. My brain belongs in my head. That's where I want it to be. The singularity, the Big Bang, the singularity. Adam was androgynous, and then he had a Big Bang, and he separated into male and female, right? That's what it is. The Big Bang is the androgynous Adam. It's the Adam Kadmon, the cosmic androgyne. Then the Big Bang blew up and exploded into male and female. And now we've got to bring them all back together into one, into the singularity. We're all one, right? Yet the real potential of future technologies is to change Homo sapiens itself into a bunch of homos, including our emotions and desires, and not merely our vehicles and weapons, not just our bodies, but our emotions and desires, our psyche, our soul, our psyche. An eternally young cyborg who does not breed and has no sexuality, I repeat, an eternally young cyborg who does not breed and has no sexuality. Well, I think that's why they want to inject people. They can sterilize people and turn them into trannies. That's what that means. No sexuality means tranny, right? Both male and female, or as they say, genderless, right? No gender, gender non-binary. They're neither male nor female. It's really the same. If they're both male and female, they're neither male nor female. It's all the same stuff. Yeah, and then they will manufacture homos in labs. And this guy probably is one. He probably is a homo cyborg. Homo cyborgus. Whereas we and the Neanderthals are at least human, our inheritors will be godlike. Yeah, so the new homo species will be godlike. We may be fast approaching a new singularity, androgyny, when all the concepts that give meaning to our world, me, you, men, women, love and hate will become irrelevant. Men and women will become irrelevant. All right. You will become irrelevant. I will become irrelevant. Then he goes on to talk about Frankenstein, which is the Prometheus myth of creating life. The pace of technological development will soon lead to the replacement of Homo sapiens by completely different beings, the androgynes, who possess not only different physiques, both male and female, chicks with dicks, but also very different cognitive and emotional worlds. Ah, different emotional worlds. Yeah, see, the psyche. Beings with emotions and identities like ours will no longer exist, and our place will be taken by alien life forms whose abilities dwarf our own. Scientists could engineer spirits as well as bodies. Oh, really? Pneuma in Greek, pneuma, pneumatic. Spirits, really? Yeah, you can do that? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know about that. The future Dr. Frankensteins could therefore create something truly superior to us. Well, I think they already are doing this, creating a different species. The next stage of history will include not only technological and organizational transformations, but also fundamental transformations in human consciousness and identity. There's our word again, transformation. The goal of the Great Reset is to transform humanity. They call it the Fourth Industrial Revolution or the Great Reset, the new normal. It's transforming Homo sapiens into a new species of Homo. These could be transformations so fundamental that they will call the very term human into question. Humans will be obsolete. It seems doubtful that Christianity or Islam will be of interest to them, that their social organization could be communist or capitalist, or that their genders could be male or female. People will no longer be male or female. But these guys are trying to create their own kingdom of man or kingdom of Satan, kingdom of the fallen angels, their own utopia. The first generation of these gods would be shaped by the cultural ideas of their human designers. So right now we are the human designers, so we have to make sure that our cultural ideas are the correct ideas, and we'll provide the fictions and myths and brainwashing to make sure you all think the correct ideas, and we will design the new gods. Humans becoming gods, right? Instead of God becoming man, man must become a god. Is it acceptable to carry out genetic experiments on living human beings? Well, yes, we call this the COVID vaccine. I would maybe prefer the word biological experiment better than genetic. Is it ethical to clone sheep and chimpanzees, and what about humans? Well, they're certainly twinning people. It's called IVF. It results in intentional twins. You can create intentional twins. And they're probably creating intentional free Martins, which are basically hermaphrodites. Upgrading Homo sapiens into a different kind of being. Yeah, the Homo cyborgus, the Homo transrectus, or just the Homo. This is why the Gilgamesh project is the flagship of science. Oh, is it really? Gilgamesh, of course, was a Nephilim.
Nephilim. Half angel, half man. Old Testament's chock full of them. They're very nasty guys.
And in a brief afterword, finally, the last part of the book, the animal that became a god. 70,000 years ago, Homo sapiens was still an insignificant animal. Kind of reminds me of that movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey. Today it stands on the verge of becoming a god, poised to acquire not only eternal youth through drinking blood and using spare body parts manufactured in a lab by clones, but also the divine abilities of creation and destruction. Creation and destruction, divine abilities to transform yourself into a god, to change your gender, etc. That's it. The book about transhumanism written by the man who is married to another man of the species Homo.
The child of divine fornication.
What do you want from me?
I have come to help the monkeys perish by mutual slaughter. And then so the earth, the better seed. Genocide. It happens now and then.